one of the biggest names in the NFL, looks like he could be on the field this Sunday after Ezekiel Elliott ended his 41-day holdout by agreeing to a record-breaking contract with the Dallas Cowboys. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Rick Ellington. We typically don't get too deep into player contracts at either the Daily or Sports Business Journal, but a couple of deals signed in the past 24 hours deserve a note for the sheer financial ramifications that they could have. As mentioned, Zeke Elliott is back with the Cowboys after signing a six-year deal worth a whopping $90 million, with ESPN reporting $50 million of that is guaranteed. That would surpass the $45 million that Todd Gurley got last year from the Rams in guaranteed money to set a new mark for running backs. It's generally thought that running backs may not be worth this kind of investment, but that obviously wasn't what Jerry Jones thought. Meanwhile, on the topic of guaranteed money, what Elliott will take home doesn't even hold a candle to the amount that Jared Goff has agreed to with the Rams as part of his new contract extension. That would be a cool $110 million, a record amount for any player, just edging Carson Wentz with the Eagles when he got $109.9 million last year. This all really just kind of sounds like Monopoly money at this point, but the big winner in all this could be Dak Prescott. You have to think he's waking up this morning with a smile, not just because Elliott will be back in the backfield with him on Sunday, but because he is in line to meet a major payday from both what Elliott and Goff have signed for. The drama around Elliott and the Raiders' Antonio Brown had been two of the biggest storylines during training camp and the preseason, but Brown's situation came to an end with a whimper last night, at least by what was shown on Hard Knocks. The HBO show concluded this year's series with the Raiders last night with more footage of Brown shown on the practice field than him dealing with his helmet or continuing foot issues. Another component that didn't get a whole lot of airtime last night, cut down day. Viewers didn't get the emotional scenes they've become used to over the years of players learning their fate with the team, as the Raiders obviously balked at having cameras present during those moments. With the cameras now packed away until next summer, earlier reviews are calling the season a drag and a, quote, uneven disappointment. The Daily's David Rumsey and John Ossetti later today will have their final podcast offering their thoughts on the season finale and the season as a whole. Things are getting very football-heavy for obvious reasons in our world right now, but there is some tennis news to talk about. Officials at the U.S. Open would never admit this, but they are probably heavily rooting for Rafael Nadal to make Sunday's men's final, as he is the last of the big three still standing after Roger Federer was upset last night by baby-fed Gregor Dimitrov in five sets. Meanwhile, Serena Williams is just one step away from making it back to the finals herself. Attendance at the U.S. Open has been fantastic since the doors opened last Monday, but you'd think that both Rafa and Serena would need to make it to their respective finals if the USC hopes to set another attendance record this year. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting a new tennis circuit for lower-tier pros is set to launch with the backing of Oracle. The series will begin later this year before launching into a full slate of tournaments in 2020. Oracle and owner Larry Ellison are certainly no strangers to tennis, as Ellison has spent millions of dollars in recent years to really revamp Indian Wells from both a tournament and facility standpoint. This new circuit will be run by Jim Courier's management company and will be comprised of 25 different men's and women's events. That's your Buzzcast for Wednesday. Hope you have a wonderful day.